We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go. On the Fan. New York Sports Radio. Mike's on. Mike's on. Sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's on Francesa on the Fan on this Thursday, the 19th day of September. A lot going on. The Yankee news to get to. We will get to that. We'll have Aaron later on today. We get to all that as we get a step closer to week three in the National Football League, which will begin tonight with the game tonight. And obviously, tough games ahead for the locals this weekend and games where obviously we'll see some new faces, as we will for the Giants at quarterback. And I have to begin the show with the news this morning. I was asked by a lot of people to comment on it, but I would wait till I came on my program to do it. As you may or may not know by now, some of you may, that the head coach of the Giants, Pat Shurmur, who did a weekly spot with me, the Giants and WFAN are partners, are broadcast partners. Part of the broadcast agreement was that the head coach, not always, because there were years where certain head coaches didn't do it, but most years that the head coach came on. Now, you know, earlier Eli had departed, and the reason Eli departed was because he couldn't envision doing it if he wasn't the starting quarterback and answering questions about the backup quarterback. Made plenty of sense. As a matter of fact, it was prescient because of the fact that he would be doing it now for many, many weeks, and he didn't want to put himself in that position, not because of anything that had anything to do with my relationship with Eli, which was always very good. Now, I can't tell you exactly what angered the head coach, because I haven't spoken to him, and he really didn't allude to it in any specifics, but he felt that he's better off not doing the interview session every week anymore. So he has canceled it. Not the first time. In the history of the program, dating back to the days of Mike and the Mad Dog, this is the fourth time that a head coach or a manager has ended their program during the season, so that they had agreed to come on for the year and canceled it during the season. Most of the time, and obviously in anger most of the time. I can tell you, though, that it's not a good list if you're Pat Shurmur, because the three who have preceded Pat never made it through the season. They never made it to the end of the season, not one of them. So it's not a great list from that standpoint. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen to Pat, but it just, as you just look at the list, it's not a great list from that standpoint. I don't take anything personally from it. That's fine. That's his prerogative. He has he has to go about his own business, and he has to do it in the way he sees fit. I did not think that the interview was overly confrontational. I felt that the, from a standpoint of confrontation, the one I did with McAdoo about Beckham was many times more confrontational than this one was. There might have been a couple of tough questions, which I admit. A couple of people categorized them as harsh. I thought fair under the circumstances. The first week I kind of laid off. I thought, you know, give him a week. The second week I asked rather blunt questions. And the one about asking whether someone with his record could turn the team around is a tough question. But I think it's one that if you're sitting here, you got to ask. You know, unfortunately, there's a heightened sensitivity with myself and the Giants right now because of the fact that I've angered some of them with my commentaries after the draft and about the direction of the team. And number two, it's tough when you lose all the time. I mean, the Giants have lost 26 of their last 34 games. Under those circumstances, how am I going to be anything less than critical when they open this season 0-2 for the sixth time in the last 7 years, where you see no progress? And you have to be, if you're doing my job, you have to be critical and honest about what the product is. I don't think there's any way, anything around that. I didn't think there was anything personal in my attacks in any way towards the head coach. I didn't sense that at all. I didn't say anything that I thought was in any way personal, unless he considers his record personal. And if he does, listen, I'd be affronted by his record too if I were Pat. I mean, I wouldn't want to hear about it either if that was my record. But that's his record. Unfortunately, he's got to correct that. I can't. And listen, not everybody's cut out for handling, you know, what is the, you know, real intense spotlight that there is in this city. I mean, that comes with this job, with these jobs. I mean, being the head football coach of the Giants is a very, very big job. It gets a lot of attention. It has a lot of light and heat in the center. There's no question about it. And when you're not winning, it becomes a very, very tough job. So I understand that. But I don't think, you know, not talking about it is the answer. But listen, we don't have to agree. It's well within his bounds. And I'll just have to, you know, analyze it from afar rather than ask him the questions directly each week. So he has decided to pass after 2 weeks. And the Giants have, unfortunately, from at least my estimation, become very good at hiding and very good at losing. That's my take, you know. And they need to turn both around. You know, they used to have general managers who used to come here and scream and yell, especially George Young. They're a long way from that now. When George Young was angry with something that Dog or myself or both of us did, he'd come and confront us. So would David Stern. So would a lot of guys who were giants in their professions. That's the way you do it. That's the right way to do it. It's about conversation. It's, you know, and we'll always welcome that in every way. You know, we rarely, you know, we'll tell someone not to come on the show or throw them off the show. I mean, that doesn't happen very often. Shockey was an example. The only problem with Shockey, when I did fire Shockey once from the show, but that's because he missed the show. He didn't show up like 3 weeks in a row. That's why. It wasn't anything to do what he said on the air or anything. It was just that he didn't show up. Pat has decided to cancel the program, or the Giants decided to cancel it for him. I don't know which one. I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter. But from the fan standpoint, I just, for them, I feel bad for them because I'm sure they wanted to hear the head coach. Now you'll have to go to the press conference after the game to hear him, or, you know, hear him from the times you hear him during the week. He has to meet the media, which he does. You know, and after the games, you know, for the most part, the questions are very good as far, and usually on topic about what needs to be asked after the game. But to say that the questioning, which a couple of people pointed out they thought was in some way, you know, very much personal and a personal attack on Pat, I don't agree at all. I don't think that was any of that in any way. I think the most personal thing I said was his record. And I said the team was bad, but the team is bad. Right now the team in what is considered an objective poll is ranked next to last in the league. I didn't do that poll, but I agree with it. So only the Dolphins are considered worst. So I think that's pretty fair, pretty objective about where they are after 2 weeks. Now let's see if they stay there. You know, we would have gone through that each week as we went forward. And it's tough. You know, when you're dealing with a losing franchise and you're dealing with a losing head coach, it's not easy to do that every week because you know that you're tiptoeing a fine line where the fans expect you to say the things that they want you to say and what they think of the things that need to be said. But saying them to the people and trying to get answers on that stuff is not easy all the time. It's not. But you have to do your job. I thought I did. They took umbrage. We move on. That's basically it. So, and Eli, some people wrote about Eli today and said that Eli left in anger. That's completely erroneous. It just doesn't even have, there's not a shred of truth in that. Eli and I have a fine relationship. Eli did not want to be placed in the position. So if you want to say Eli saw this coming, he did not want to be placed in a position where he was going to have to comment on the other quarterback's performance for a long period of time. Right now, he would have spent the next 14 weeks commenting on the other quarterback. That was not something he was comfortable doing. And those would have been brutal because he would have said nothing about him, and that would have been just a total waste of my time and his time. Because he would have been asking him to be critical sometimes of the new quarterback, and he wasn't going to want to do that. So I understand his part in the whole thing. As far as the head coach, hey, he has every right to decide not to do it. I respect that. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's the way to do things, especially in this town. But you know what? Here's the bottom line. Can't hide from who you are. Can't hide from your record. He will be judged just like every head coach is judged by what he does on the field, what his team does on the field. And right now, you know, they're just chronic losers. That's all there is to it. And that's what's got to change. So whether he does interviews or doesn't do interviews or talks to everybody or talks to nobody, he's got to win games. If he wants to become a longtime Giant head coach, there's got to be some victories somewhere along the way here, because this team is 8-26 in its last 34 games. And that is the problem, not the questions. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.